You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Alice Daniel. Less than 10 miles away from the epicenters of the two powerful earthquakes that shook the Ridgecrest area over Independence Day weekend lies a military base, Naval Air Weapons Station China Lake. It's huge. It's full of sensitive machinery and weapons. And earlier this month, the Navy revealed that it could cost up to $5 billion to repair all the damage done by the quakes. FM89's Carrie Klein is here to tell us a bit more about what happened and what those repairs could entail. First off, Carrie, what is Naval Air Weapons Station China Lake? What happens there?
So China Lake is part of the Naval Air Warfare Center Weapons Division, sometimes abbreviated NOCWD. That means China Lake is involved in researching, developing, and testing all sorts of weapons and aircraft for the Navy. They also develop cyber warfare. Here's a clip from a promotional video about the Navy's Weapons Division released last year, full of people in military fatigues and lab coats and virtual reality simulators.
Here's just some of the things we do.
We research and develop weapons that make the warfighter more lethal, and rapidly develop capabilities that keep our armed forces ahead of the game.
Whether we're building a better bomb or designing a software interface, the warfighter comes first.
Every few years, China Lake, or the wider NOCWD, will release video excerpts from their weapons tests, with all manner of rockets and missiles being shot at drones, and conversely, aircraft dropping lots of explosives on targets on the ground. It's actually pretty spectacular.
So this is a really important place, and the base is really huge, right?
Yes, it's enormous. It's the Navy's biggest installation. It covers 20,000 square miles, which is bigger than the state of Rhode Island, and that leaves lots of space for really remote testing. But one thing I should point out here is that there is not any nuclear testing happening here. The internet is ablaze with rumors that underground testing of nukes actually caused the earthquakes. Those are just conspiracy theories. The U.S.'s last nuclear test took place in 1992, and there are monitors all over the place that would pick up if China Lake had resumed testing, even underground.
Okay, so that's good to know. But $5 billion in damage, that sounds like an awful lot. Did the earthquakes really cause that?
It does sound like an awful lot. That's the total replacement estimate, and it includes things like seismic upgrades and retrofits, which obviously are an upgrade to what was there before. So the actual damage estimate was less, but still topped $1 billion, which is still a lot. A China Lake representative wasn't able to arrange an interview, but the Navy Facilities Engineering Command Southwest, or NAVFAC for short, they shared a presentation online earlier this month with some details about what was lost. It looks like at least 800 buildings were damaged. 69 of them require more than $5 million each to repair or replace. The list of big buildings to demolish and fully replace is pretty long, and it includes two hangars, laboratories, an air traffic control tower, and a firing bay. Now, NAVFAC turned down an interview request, but here's its commanding officer, Captain Mark Adelson, speaking to industry representatives on August 1st.
Things got tweaked, the structural steel got damaged, the foundations got cracked, and it tended to be either in the older buildings, those two hangars I mentioned, the air traffic control tower, and certainly the things closer to the epicenter.
So he's explaining a little bit about what actually happened on base. He also mentions the beams in one of the hangars simply snapped. A water main ruptured, leaking sprinklers caused water damage in many buildings. And he mentioned a chest of drawers in one of the residences literally flipped over onto its top.
Okay, so all of this information really begs the question, how can this happen? How can a naval base handling such sensitive material be so susceptible to earthquake damage?
I really wanted to know this too, and the answer seems to be pretty simple. The buildings were really old. The oldest were from the 1940s, like those big hangars, and so, of course, many had not been retrofitted to comply with modern seismic code. Not surprisingly, Adelson did say in his presentation that those buildings constructed after the 1989 Loma Prieta quake fared much better than the older buildings. So I still found all of this surprising, but a NAVFAC spokesperson told me that unless specifically required by law, there is no requirement to seismically retrofit older buildings every time there's a building code change. So, you know, even though that may legally be true, that does still strike me as risky for a weapons station with such sensitive material lying close to what is known as an active fault.
Wow. So with damage so extensive, is the base continuing with its mission?
Yeah, that's a good question, and I don't fully know the answer to that just yet. The base was initially evacuated after the second earthquake, but now all personnel are allowed back on base. During that August 1st presentation, Adelson said the base at that time was partially mission capable, though I haven't been able to confirm if it's gotten an upgrade since then. Adelson also said that a lot of operations and damaged buildings are piecing themselves together wherever they can elsewhere. So one entire unit had crowded itself into another office for the time being. There are some tents being put up in a few areas. But as to what exactly has been lost or delayed at China Lake, Adelson was light on details, though he did hint at how imperative it is to get everything back up and running.
Until I can get that place rebuilt, the laboratories rebuilt, the magazines rebuilt, the testing facilities rebuilt, the United States is losing a little momentum there. So that's
and as fine. To whether or not there is any remaining danger on base, a NAVFAC spokesperson told me the Navy has taken precautions to mitigate the risk posed by any damaged structures.
Okay, so no funding is guaranteed until Congress appropriates money toward the base. So what are lawmakers saying?
Yeah, well, so I reached out to three federal lawmakers representing this region to get their takes. That's, of course, Congressman Kevin McCarthy in the House and Senators Dianne Feinstein and Kamala Harris. They all turned down interview requests, but did return written statements. All three said they'd push for the funds to rebuild the base. McCarthy in particular said he's been in regular contact with the Secretary of the Navy and other officials, and that he understands the value that China Lake brings to the community and to the nation. Kamala Harris also used this as an opportunity to speak out against President Trump, saying it's situations like this that show why it's irresponsible for the Trump administration to, quote, raid defense funds to build the president's vanity project of a border wall, end quote.
I'm curious, did any of them indicate any surprise with the $5 billion in damage?
No, none of them did, nor did they seem to question how a base of this stature could be vulnerable to such seismic damage.
All right, Carrie, I look forward to hearing more.
Thanks.